The 4Ps project is supported by the Sovereign Network Group, funding the Move On and Thrive project. To find out more, go to sng.org.uk.
It's a well-known fact that his real name, the name that he was born with, was Eric Clapp. And I'm sat in there thinking it's true. You can see why he changed it, can't you? Anyway, look, it's true. It's true, honestly. 10:25. Check it out. It's you're listening to Vectis Radio. We have in the studio. We have Joe. And what do you want to do first? Christmas grief, singing, or anxiety? I'm going to leave it up to you.
Singing.
Singing. Yes. All right, so that's what we're going to be talking about, singing, which is something that I think most people can, well, they do, we all sing. We all did that thing at school where we plough the fields and scatter the good seed on the land. We do all do that. And then some of us take it to another level when we get a little bit older, and that's what you're in the process of doing, isn't it?
That's true, yes.
So are you writing a song at the moment? Are you writing music?
I write a lot of lyrics. Yeah, I kind of constantly have something going around in my head.
So you've got a lyric that you're working on at the moment?
Yeah.
So is it, what inspired the lyric?
My cat kept bringing dead mice at my door.
Oh, yours as well?
Yeah.
Oh, crikey. Ours are alive.
Oh, no.
Yeah, and I don't know what, you know, there's one that went missing and we haven't got a clue where it is.
Oh, God, that's scary.
It is scary. It's only a little one, only a little tiddler, but,
your
cat must be a female cat.
Yes, she
is. It's the female cats that do it.
Yeah, well, she used to bring alive ones, but for some reason they're dead now when she brings them.
Got hungry on the way in.
Yeah.
I'll be interested with this lyric. What's the song called?
Criminal now.
Criminal.
Yeah.
Right, okay. Do you want a challenge?
Yeah.
I'm going to set you a challenge.
Okay.
You've got, and I know you're busy, and I know you don't like being putting yourself under pressure, so I'm not going to put you under any pressure. You can accept the challenge.
Okay.
Or you can reject it.
Okay.
But you don't have to make the decision now.
Okay.
So we're obviously just got the nod to go DAB. That's going to happen at some point next year. We reckon any time from June onwards.
Okay.
And what I would love to do is launch with a local song, okay, that is a little bit about us and the island, and it's written by a local artist.
Okay.
So is that something you can work on and give me an answer at some point?
It's something I could try.
All right.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't mind giving you a hand with some lyrics and stuff because, you know, I might be able to help with, you need to put some of these words in because it's us and it's Vectis, but I'll leave it down to you.
Okay.
So is that something you can work on?
It's something I could try, I think.
All right.
Yeah.
So I'll give you some time to think about it, and if you don't want to do it or if you, you know, don't fancy it, just say, and
okay.
We'll ask Rod Stewart.
Oh, yeah. Mum will be happy.
We won't really ask Rod Stewart. He's got no affinity with the island at all. Otherwise, other than he's been to the festival here. But we'll just chuck it out to another, you know, local artist, if you like. But I'm giving you first dibs on it.
Oh, thank you.
Because you said you were singing and songwriting and stuff. Have you ever recorded yourself?
Not a song I've written, no.
No?
No.
So why not?
I just feel like I don't have the musical knowledge, like music theory and instruments.
So if you've written, how many lyrics have you written?
At least probably 10.
Okay, so if you've got a load of songs that you've written, how do you remember how they go?
Well, I do the vocal melodies and then I record it into my phone, but also I just kind of remember.
All right, so you've actually got something recorded, the melodies?
Yeah.
Okay, that's interesting. That's an interesting way of working. Not that I'd know anything about, you know, recording a song or anything like that. But it just sort of bothered me that you've written all these songs, but it was 10 years ago. I can't remember how they go. But you've got everything on your phone.
Yeah.
Okay.
And in my brain.
And in your brain.
Yes.
So what about if we recorded something sometime? So we recorded the vocal.
Yeah.
Okay, and then maybe if we asked somebody like, I don't know, Simon Whitworth, he's a reasonable musician. you know, we could get him. I hope he's not listening. No, of course you do. You know, you hope that he's listening. That's why you said it.
Yeah.
That's the challenge. We could get Simon Whitworth to write the music, you know, and you sing the song.
That would be really awesome.
Yeah. So yeah. Maybe what we need to do then is record the vocal and send it to him.
That would be cool.
And say, "Oi, Mush, prove you worth." That'd be good, wouldn't it?
It would be.
So, what song would you choose? What's your best? Tune?
Oh, well, I don't know if it's my best one, but it's the one I've wanted to do for like ever because it was the first song I wrote that I was really proud of, and it's the one I told you about before, "All Alone in the Dead of Night." The one that you said sounds like a Meatloaf song.
It does sound like it. "All Alone." Is it a rocky number or is it a ballad? Or
I'd say it's more pop. Yeah.
Okay. That's the one then.
Yeah.
That's the one. So we need to record that as a vocal at some point in the next couple of weeks.
That would be cool.
And hopefully, because Simon's got a Christmas single coming out soon, and he is coming in to talk about it, I think, at the end of the month. So, you know, we might have to get our skates on with that.
Skates.
All right?
Yeah.
Skates on.
Yeah.
Yeah, is that something I don't know why. Maybe we should talk about old sayings in the next, because, you know, skates on means get a wriggle on.
I don't even know what get a wriggle on means.
Get a move on. Get a move on.
There we go.
But I mean, all these things, I mean, we all say things because we've grown up with them.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think things like paint the air blue, do you know what that means?
No.
No, and you don't want to know either. No, it's paint the air blue. It's like swearing a lot.
Oh.
So if you watch Gordon Ramsay, he's always turning the air blue because he's always swearing. That's what that means.
I wonder how that saying came about.
Well, let's look it up.
Yeah.
Let's look it up. How did it come about, turning the air blue? Because I said that to a student once, and they said, we've got to get a paintbrush out.